What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I'm your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. So, yes, this is going to be a mega episode. So, this episode, do you have to go low carb to have more stability in your glucose levels and lose body fat? Now, this is going to be one of those things that I'm going to swear on this as well, so there will be an explicit rating on the podcast. It's going to rattle a lot of fucking cages. This is going to split the coin down the middle, probably between people that like me and people that don't like me, yeah? Because this is going to rattle a lot of people's cages. Because it's a very controversial topic, this. Low carb and keto with type 1s and body fat and glucose levels and insulin and all that, yeah? So I wanted to do this podcast basically because I see so many respected diabetes websites, not going to mention any, and foundations and people, respected people in the diabetic industry that preach low carb and ketogenic diets solve every problem for diabetics. Yeah, solve every problem for diabetics. When I say diabetics, I'm speaking about type 1s. Yes, I am probably going to go into a little bit about low carb and type 2 in this, but predominantly it's going to be about type 1s. Yeah? So that's what this podcast is going to be about, and this live is going to be about. Yeah? So first off, I think when we're speaking about topics like this, a good sort of podcast or a good post or anything has to look at things from both sides of the coin, yeah? It can't just be one-sided. For example, if we take Game Changers, that was very one-sided. If anyone's seen that, it was like, veganism is the fucking solution to all the world's problems. It was so one-sided. So I don't want this to be one-sided. It's not going to be, even though I'm a big advocate for carbs, yeah? So we're going to look at things from both sides of the story, both sides of the coin here, yeah? So really, I just want to say, get into actually what low carb is and what a ketogenic diet is, because some people don't really know the difference, right? So low carb is generally anything under 50 grams of carbs a day. Yeah, that would be classed as low carb. Hell, some people would even class under 100 grams of carbs a day as low carb, yeah? And a ketogenic diet is even lower than that, yeah? Basically, on a ketogenic diet, you're probably only getting carbs from vegetables. We should be fucking eating vegetables if you're going keto, yeah, for health and all that, longevity, yeah? And basically, the difference is, when you're in a state of ketosis, your body no longer runs off glucose, which is, Russell, if you've ever said for the keto lovers, your body's preferred source of energy is glucose, yeah? But when you're in ketosis, your carbs are that low, there's no glucose there. Your body doesn't run off glucose. What it does is it runs off ketones, which is a breakdown of fats. Now, this is different than ketoacidosis. Ketoacidosis is when diabetics end up having too much glucose in their bloodstream because there's not enough insulin, and then the body starts breaking down fat as well. So you end up with ketones from the fat and glucose, yeah, because there's too much of it there in the bloodstream, and it becomes very poisonous. That's ketoacidosis. Going into ketosis by eating and still controlling any glucose that's there, not really a lot. It's two very different things. Two very different things, yeah? So that's basically what it is. Low carb, generally under 50 grams, sometimes under 100 grams a day. Ketogenic is basically when your body's no longer running off glucose, it's running off fat, yeah? So I'll say this now, like I said before, I'm a big advocate for eating carbs. But like I said, I think a good post and a good podcast is going to look at things from both sides of the coin. So that's what I'm going to try and do in this podcast, yeah? So I'm going to start off really with, let me tell you about one of my clients, Dave, yeah? Now, Dave was very skeptical before he started working with me, before he jumped on my program, yeah? Because he thought it would just be like most other programs out there for type 1 diabetics, yeah? And that was low carb. A lot of things just preach low carb, yeah? Want to lose weight? Low carb. Want to have better blood glucose levels? Lower your HbA1c, your 3-month average? Eat low carb, yeah? So he was very skeptical, yeah, about that. Thinking it was just me, I'm going to say, go low carb or go keto. So I said to Dave, Dave, do you like carbs? He said, yes, Tom, I like carbs. And I said, okay then, Dave, guess what? You're going to eat fucking carbs. So we kept them in his plan. We controlled the amounts. We controlled his caloric intake. Made him aware of how many he was getting. And made him aware of how to make adjustments for it. Yeah? Now, I'm not going to ramble on about Dave too much, but he went on to lose 9 kilograms and lower his HbA1c by 2%. 9 kilograms lost. Lowered his HbA1c by 2% while still eating carbs. So the answer to the question, yeah, do you have to go low carb to have more stability in your glucose levels and lose body fat, is right there. No, you don't. You don't have to go low carb or keto to lower your HbA1c as well or lose body fat. So let's delve into this a little bit further, yeah? What happens when you go low carb or keto? You take calories away. You take calories away. Fat loss comes down to one single equation, yeah? One single equation. Now, I put a post out about this on my Instagram the other day, and whenever I put any posts out about this, and people comment, some people, I actually sit there, and I do this. These guys on the live are going to see this. You ain't going to see this if you listen on the podcast. I shake my fucking head, and I say, stop the world, I fucking want to get off, yeah? From some of the posts. And the comments on some of the posts that I put out, yeah? Because fat loss comes down to one equation and one equation only. That's a calorie deficit, even if you're a type 1 diabetic. Burning more calories than you eat each day, yeah? I don't give a fuck how many grams of carbs you're eating. I don't care how much insulin you're putting in. If you're in that calorie deficit, you will lose body fat, yeah? Even if you was to eat a low-carb diet or go on a keto diet, but overeat on your total number of daily calories, you will still get fat. For argument's sake, if there was a person, take myself, this is just numbers out of the ballpark here, I'm just throwing these around. If I need to eat 2,000 calories to be in a calorie deficit to drop body fat, and I was to get all those calories from carbohydrates and manage my glucose levels, yeah, but I still had 2,000 calories, I would still drop body fat, yeah? I would still drop body fat. I wouldn't advise it because you need proteins and you need fats as well and vegetables and stuff like that as well as carbs, but I'd still drop body fat. So what happens when you go low carb or you go on a keto diet is you end up eating less calories. You end up eating less calories, so the chances are you're going to lose body fat, yeah? Now, let's look at things from a blood glucose management perspective. Carbohydrates will cause a spike in your blood glucose. They will when they're broken down into glucose. It's normal. You're going to get some sort of spike. It shouldn't be to the point where you're going out of your desired target range. Yeah, sometimes it happens. That's just the fucking way it is. Sometimes it does. Yeah. But it will cause a spike if you're eating carbohydrates, some form of spike. Yeah. Protein can as well, but let's stick to carbs for this. So there's a few things and little tricks that you can do to stop these spikes if you're getting big spikes and you're eating carbs. And that's pre-bolus. Bolus 10 to 20 minutes. Yeah, it's something that I do and that I get to tell my clients to do. 10 to 20 minutes if you're having carbs in your meal, try pre-bolusing. Bolus for your meal 10 to 20 minutes beforehand. Yeah. And also, look at mixed macro meals. Make sure that ideally you're not just eating a full bowl of pasta or rice just on its own. Look at getting some protein in there, look at getting some veggies in there, and look at getting some fat in there. That's going to help break down and slow the release down of the carbs, yeah? So they're not going to be released as quick. So if you are pre-bolusing, your insulin's going to have a chance to catch up with it. Now, there is a few exceptions to this. Sometimes, I'll take myself for example, if I'm having oats, even with a scoop of whey protein in, so there's my protein, in the morning for my first meal before I've had a bolus or before I've eaten anything else, I spike pretty damn fucking high, regardless of pre-bolusing. Yeah, so I know for me, for breakfast, oats aren't the best option because I just spike from them. I just do. I don't know why. Yeah, well, I do because it's just a breakdown of glucose, yeah? But no matter what I do, if I'm to train, exercise, and then have them, I'm fine. Because I'm more sensitive to the insulin. If I'm to have them a few, like two meals into the day or for lunch or for a post-workout, I'm fine, yeah? So as a type 1, you should be knowing what foods cause you to spike. What foods cause you to spike? You've got to know that, yeah? So that's kind of what happens. It is normal for you to get a slight spike in your blood glucose when you're eating carbs, yeah? Now, lowering your HbA1c comes down to a few equations. So we've looked at fat loss. I've just told you, the only way to drop body fat is being in a calorie deficit. Whether you're going low carb, you're eating carbs, you're on a keto diet, I don't give a fuck. If you're not in that calorie deficit, you will not lose weight, lose fat. If you're in that calorie deficit, regardless of the vehicle that you use, the way that you want to eat, you'll lose fat, yeah? Now, let's look at lowering your HbA1c, so your three-month average blood glucose, yeah? That comes down to a few equations. Having a correct basal rate, whether you're on pump or pens, you've got to have your basal rate dialed in, right? Carb counting and bolusing correctly. Yeah, simple as. Staying active and exercising. So you utilize carbs better. You use carbs better and more effectively and become more insulin sensitive if you're exercising, especially when you start to lift weights and stuff. Yeah? Like I said, this podcast is going to rustle a few fucking feathers. Yeah, I can see some comments coming in already on these lives. Yeah? But I'm looking at things from both ends of the spectrum. Yeah? Now, I will say this. I'm going to be blunt and honest with you because I fucking care. Because I care about all of you as type 1 diabetics. If you're sat on your ass and you're saying, I can't eat carbs, I struggle, my blood glucose spikes, but you don't exercise, you don't move around a lot, yeah, then you're doing yourself a disservice. You need to get off your ass and get moving more. And maybe then you're going to utilize carbohydrates better and become more sensitive to your insulin. I'll be honest with you. If you struggle with any of the above, yeah, obviously, carb counting, bolusing correctly, understanding about insulin, staying active and stuff, exercising. If you struggle with that and you choose to go low carb, then in my personal opinion, you just need to educate yourself a little bit more. Yeah? Do some tests on yourself. Eat different things. Learn about insulin. Reach out. Reach out to me. Reach out to anyone and ask for help. Ask them some questions. Yeah? You just need to educate yourself and learn how to better manage and assess data. Being a type 1 diabetic is all down to how well you can gather data, how much data you can gather, how you can assess it, and how you can manage that data to make adjustments. Yeah? If you can do all of that and you choose to go low carb because you genuinely feel better, then cool. I'm all for that. That's your choice. Yeah? I don't hate on anyone going keto or low carb. If you can work out carbs correctly, and you've done that before, you've kept your blood glucose in good target range whilst eating carbs, and you're like, you know what? I've cut carbs out and I feel fine. I feel much better than eating carbs. Buzzing. I'm happy for you that you've found something that makes you feel good and that works for you. Yeah? But don't. The one thing that I find that people go low carb and go keto is they'll try and fucking preach it on everyone. Yeah, on other type 1 diabetics. Yeah, if someone's having a hard time through eating carbs or they're not managing the glucose correctly, they're a bit confused with it, excuse me, or they need to lose a bit of weight, you'll get the keto people and the low carbers coming out, hey, just go low carb or keto, that'll solve everything. Look, if you want to go low carb and keto, use a ketogenic diet, cool, that's your choice. But don't fucking go and preach that on other people. Yeah, if they've not asked for that, I wouldn't do it. I love my carbs. Like the style of training that I do, the strength and conditioning stuff, and like fell running, running up mountains, it's very glycolytic. And I personally cannot do that on a low carbohydrate diet. I need carbohydrates. But if someone was to come to me, yeah, and they was, say I had a client come to me, and they was like, look, Tom, I've tried eating carbs before. I can kind of manage my glucose around it and stuff like that. But I genuinely, I'm low carbing now and I feel good. I'd go, right, cool. If you feel good on that and you don't want to eat carbs and you feel good, sweet. Let's nail your goals whilst you're going low carbs. There's things we can do. I wouldn't preach that onto that person just because I do it. So for anyone else that goes low carb or uses a ketogenic diet, don't just fucking preach that onto someone else because you do it, because you don't know this person's background, what they've tried, what they're going through, yeah? It's one thing I do want to say on that. Now, if you can't do any of the above and, you know, you can't manage your glucose, you're struggling and stuff like that, but you're eating carbs and your glucose is all over the place, then you probably, like I said, should reach out to someone who can help, yeah? Before it impacts, like, your health, not just your body. health as Tat Wonsie is fucking paramount. I don't give a shit about your body goals. I care more about your health, and you should too. Yes, your body goals, if you need to lose some weight, will have an impact on your health, but your main priority, especially as a type 1 diabetic, should always be health, yeah? Always be health. Now, all this being said, I've kind of gone through what low carb is, what keto is, how fat loss is, basically the things that go into having a good blood glucose control. I'm not hating on low-carb or ketogenic diets, like I say. There is a time and a place for a low-carb or a ketogenic diet. For example, if someone has certain medical conditions and they genuinely have things up with them and they can't eat carbs, they really struggle with a blood glucose, or it just doesn't agree with their body, yeah? Then if going low-carb or using a ketogenic diet will help this person stay healthy and away from health complications, I'm fucking all for that. Go for it. As I said, health's the number one priority, yeah? Also, another scenario would be if someone's tried everything possible to stabilize their blood glucose, I mean, got the basal rate dialed in, yeah? Their carbohydrate count incorrectly, they're weighing out the foods, yeah? You're bolusing correctly, you know your insulin to carb ratio, you know your correction ratio, you understand how insulin works, you're as active as you possibly can be, you exercise, and you genuinely cannot stabilize your glucose levels on a carb-based diet, yeah? And obviously you're getting mixed macro meals in, you're including protein and fats like we said before, and you genuinely can't stabilize your glucose levels doing that, then yes, if it will help you and improve your health, I'd say go low carb or go keto, but only when you've tried all the other stuff. And then I'd also say to you, look, are you being honest? Have you really done all that you can? Have you educated yourself? Can you manage and assess data and make adjustments? Are you 100% confident and being honest with yourself that you've done everything you possibly can? Yeah? And then, like I said, I wasn't going to touch too much on type 2 diabetics, but if you're a type 2 diabetic, a low-carb or a keto diet may be beneficial for you, yeah? So there's a few examples. So I'm not hating on it. I'm just giving you the facts. I'm just telling you the facts about how body fat's lost, yeah? The things that go into having a good average glucose level and having a good HbA1c, your three-month average, yeah? Now, look, I'd always say this, yeah? If you're living your life restricting yourself because you think that's how it has to be, then hopefully now you know it doesn't have to be that way, yeah? I mean, for me, I don't know what a life is without fucking carbohydrates. Well, I do. I've gone low carb on that before, but I love carbs, yeah? I love carbs. I like my breads, my rice, my pastas, pizzas. I've got a major sweet tooth. I personally love carbs, yeah? But if you're one of these people and you're like that, and you're like, I love carbs, but I've been told that I've got to go low carb or keto to keep control of my glucose levels and lose body fat, hopefully now you know that that is bullshit and it's not the way. Yeah, it's not the way, because I see too much of this being preached. And you know what? If this podcast divides some people from thinking, hey, that Tom's a dickhead, so be it. So be it. Yeah. But I know, even if I only reach one type 1 diabetic from this, and make their come to light, and they open their eyes a little bit, and like, you know what, I get it now, and it helps them, I could have 1,000 people not like me, if I can only help one person, I don't give a shit, yeah? I will say this though, one thing that I always get my clients to ask themselves, and that I ask myself, yeah? Ask yourself this, can you continue on like this, eating the way that you are, or doing whatever you're doing for the rest of your life? Can you? If the answer is no, then you better change something. If the answer is yes, then I'd say you've cracked a massive part of the puzzle to being a happy and a healthy type 1 diabetic. 100%. Yeah. So that pretty much sums it up. We got a little bit of swearing in there. I was direct and straight to the point in this podcast, but it's something that I feel very strongly on. Something that I feel very strongly on for various reasons that I might do another podcast on at some point in the future, yeah? But that just about sums it up for this podcast. Thank you very much for listening. As I always say, if you'd be so kind to, if you're watching this, wherever you're watching it on, Apple, iTunes, whatever you're watching it on, Spotify, if you screenshot it and share it to your Instagram stories or on your Facebook, if you're on Instagram, you can tag me at @type1_Tom, yeah? And I will just be able to reach out and thank you, say thank you for listening, thank you for sharing it, and also leave me a little cheeky review. And a rating as well, that really helps me reach more diabetics and help them out, yeah? So if you could screenshot this, share it on your Instagram stories, tag me at @type1_Tom, very much appreciated. And as I always say, if you're a type 1 diabetic and you're bothered about your health, yeah, I've got a couple of things for you. I've got a free Facebook group with over 160 odd type 1 diabetics in there who are all health conscious, they're all crushing it now, it's completely free. If you want in on that group, DM me with the word free, and I'll get you in there. I'll send you the link. Also, I have a free ebook specifically for type 1 diabetics who are wanting to, you know, better their health, whether it be lose some body fat, gain some lean muscle, and it's 8 nutrition exercise tips for type 1s. It's got a bit of a workout plan in there, a bit of a nutrition plan, and then my 8 top tips for type 1 diabetics when it comes to nutrition exercise. If you want that, DM me with the word ebook, and I'll get that sent over to you. So 2 free things for you there. 1, free Facebook group. If you want in on that, DM me with the word free, and then my free ebook. If you want that, DM me with the word ebook. Yeah, as always, thank you very, very much for listening. Been an absolute pleasure, and I hope you've learned something and got a few takeaways from this. Yeah, catch you all in the next one, team.